Cuff your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm very good, thank you.
You've got a very lovely scarf on today.
Oh, thanks.
Nice and stripy and very cool.
Bit of cheer for Monday.
And what have you brought us?
I've hit my head in this book all weekend, but I just want to give a trigger warning because it does heavily feature sexual assault in the story. But this is called Spriggs by Branavan Nunnalingam. He is an author who lives in Wellington, and he publishes with a literary collective called Lawrence and Gibson, and they often publish works in response to the political climate, but they do a lot of satire and they're really worth checking out. And this is his sixth book, but he rose to prominence after his incredible book Sodden Downstream was shortlisted for the Acorn Foundation Fiction Prize, which I think we reviewed on here back then. Kieran would have done that one. And so Spriggs, we start off in the changing room before a high school rugby game. This is where I learned that Spriggs are the little bits on your
rugby shoes. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, not terminology I'm hugely familiar with, but yeah, that
it
makes sense.
It got brought back, and like one of the characters, he talks about his Spriggs, and he tries to peel the full piece of dried grass off, and I have a
visceral memory
of doing that when I played soccer and would never clean my boots. But anyway... So we start in this high school rugby game, and it's a St. Luke's, it's a private boys' school, and they're about to play the school called Grammar. And we meet their coach, he's Twyford, he's giving a rousing speech. There's a lot of talking about going to do your pre-game shit and whether you should jerk off before you go on. And it's very masculine, it's this sweaty boy energy. We meet their captain, Mark Pritchard, the first five, Richie Thompson. See, I'm learning all these great terms as I go along. And just before they go on the game, it's a big game and, you know, all the stakes are on it and it's their rival school. We're hit with all these great school colloquialisms, like talking about salad as rabbit food and cabbage maths and, like, lots of homophobic jibes as well. So once they start the game, we start meeting the other people watching the game.
Right.
So we have the principal, this man called Denver. We have this young girl called Priya. She's a Tamil immigrant, but she came when she was really young, and she's sort of hanging out with this group of girls and feeling a little bit on the outside. We meet Hussein, who's a maths teacher, who's a Muslim guy who just doesn't really want to be there, but he feels like he should be seen there, and all the, like, fancy parents around the place.
Fancy parents at a sports match is big scene.
lots of man chat around while they're watching. And so we do have 70 pages of a rugby game, and I wasn't mad at it. It was okay.
That's a pretty bold start to a book.
Definitely. But what it's doing is setting up all these characters that you're going to be taken through the rest of the book. So this book is set in four parts because at the rugby game they're talking a lot about this after party they're going to.
Right.
And so that is the second part. That is set in a wool shed. Priya wasn't sure if she could go with her friends. They're trying to get alcohol to go. The guys are going to have their kangaroo court where their coach brings in tequila and they do shots for their... Oh, yeah, so it's their last game of the season. So
they do their awards
things. Is that legal? No. When I reviewed Lil O'Brien's book a few weeks ago, she talked about those wool shed parties, and
this
is definitely one of those, and the cars kind of coming up, and
so it's got a real, like, tapping into some bits of New Zealand kind of culture, sports culture and school culture as well, that kind of collegiate fraternity sort of thing.
And I think as a juicy thing as a reader, I mean, I didn't go to a private school, and it's like that insight into the, like, boys club of that as well. So yes, at the party, something happens, like really terrible happens, and then our third part is called the meeting, and that's when everyone starts talking about it at school. And what he does in these first three parts of the book is really have such a strong sense of place. It feels like you're going from bird's eye view, and then you're zooming down into someone next to the rugby pitch, or zooming down to the next group. And that's the same with the party. You're just zooming around, and also the school, zooming down the hallway, and you pause on someone someone, they say something, zoom through someone
else.
It
almost feels quite like a filmic or like sort of television or something.
Totally. Yeah. You can just see it. He has such a great sense of character. And I feel like there's over 100 characters in this, but I could keep on tabs on everyone.
Wow, okay, that's impressive.
It was all good. It was like not as intense as the Luminaries. You have a little key at the front for all the people. And then, so they're going, it's the fallout of this sexual assault. Who knows what the teachers are trying to do, or it's about reputation, it's about, is it true? How drunk was she? And so it's full on, full on, but not super descriptive. And also the, because Priya is the person that is assaulted or raped, and the full, you know, what happens within her family culturally and how she deals with that, who stays with her, who doesn't, the internet.
So it sounds like it's a story that has been told a lot of times, but I think what you're sort of, the way you're talking about this is it sounds like it's kind of exciting that we're hearing it told in this way, maybe. It feels really contemporary. It feels really relevant. It feels like an important conversation.
Totally. And I think the structure could have been quite different. And I think the way that he's structured it is very clever, and it sets these very strong points. It really hits all of those parts as a reader where you're asking yourself these questions, like if someone's a good character and they do a bad thing, how do you feel about that? Because it's very easy to hate the villains in the story, and there's a lot of satisfying parts in that where the villains get their comeuppance in certain ways,
right,
and lots of shocked faces. I just could not put it down all weekend. It was just such a gripping, powerful, emotional book. And the last part, which is called The Trial, and it's a different type of trial, I guess, than the typical trial, is in first person. It's like straight at you. Brenovan is narrating the voice of a 15-year-old girl.
Wow.
And he can do it. He's it's really great. I think sometimes it seems there's like a little bit of adult language that seeps in, and then it comes at, you know, it's like an adult's point of view, but I think that's okay. I think the message is more important.
Right.
If you liked The Lazy Boys by Carl Schuchter, and that came out in 2006, this sort of sits in that realm.
Okay.
Full on, but great read.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about New Zealand culture, masculinity, peer pressure. He's got a great voice for characters. And
so
yeah,
remind us of the name, Jenna.
Spriggs by Brenovan Nunnilingam. This is published by Lawrence and Gibson. It's on the shelf at Time Out now, and it's $35. I well recommend it.
That sounds like an absolutely fantastic recommendation. Thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
That was Loose Reads.